Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Empty backfield, five wide, looking into the nickel, Jacoby Brissett in the gun. The snap, a four-man rush, winds up, throws end zone, caught, touchdown McBride! Near side, inside the pylon! 3 yards deep in the end zone.
Thank you to Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Trey McBride with that touchdown extended Arizona's lead 24-7. Final score 27-17. Down go the Cowboys on a day that, you know, Jerry Jones was talking a really big game. Pearl, stop me if you've heard that before. And that's what makes this all even more embarrassing. And I believe this is the most embarrassing year that Jerry Jones has ever had, because we started off the season with this documentary that was basically patting himself on the back for how innovative he is and the gambler that he is and all the winning. Well, meanwhile, you haven't been winning in 30 years. All of that is just a, hey, back in my day, or let me tell you about the time.
Yeah.
And that does absolutely nothing for Cowboy fans now. And then you did this will you, won't you with Micah Parsons. Okay, you trade him away. Even if you wanted him gone, the timing of it was ridiculous. Now you're still in a back and forth with Micah Parsons because you can't help yourself because you're a carnival barker. And meanwhile, the team is putting out an embarrassing product on Monday Night Football where even Troy Aikman, one of your golden boy players, says whatever trade you made, Jerry, you should just rescind it right now because nothing's going to help this team.
I got two words to counter all that. All in, Maggie. when you're all in, you're all in. Listen, they went out today and they made a bold move getting Logan Wilson for a 7th-round pick.
That's going to change the season.
Yeah, I mean, you said the worst year ever, but isn't...
I said most embarrassing.
Most embarrassing, right. But isn't this the same narrative around him all the time in previous years? Like, he's done a lot of this. I mean, remember he traded for Trey Lance and he traded for Jonathan Mingo. He just doesn't seem to... The funny thing is he's somewhat conservative after all this. Like, he won't really make any kind of bold moves.
Well, bold move to trade away Micah Parsons.
Yeah, but he's, again, like, there's something about, like, did you really expect him to go trade a first-round pick this year? Of course he's not. He never does that.
So a couple other things where I think this leads to the most embarrassing year for Jerry. Not just the documentary, and now the team is not good, and the defense is just terrible. We'll see. Maybe, listen, I'm trying not to, let's not denigrate Logan Wilson. He didn't do anything. Like, he's going to get there. We'll see if he makes a difference in the linebacking core. Whatever. I just don't think this team is not one defensive player away. Maybe they get a little healthier, but at that point, is the season already over? They go into their bye week after this game. They come out. They play the Raiders. Okay, so that's a, you know, sorry franchise right now. But then your Eagles, Kansas City, at Detroit, Minnesota, the Chargers. These are all teams with above 500 records. So here's my other thing. It all also felt like the whole coaching thing with the Cowboys. I know Mike McCarthy did not have a huge fan base in Dallas, but he did put together 12-win seasons. Dak Prescott did get the second sort of awesome life of his career after that devastating ankle injury. And it didn't even seem like the Cowboys were prepared to do a coaching search. They interviewed three people. And two of them were either, one was in the building, and Brian Schottenheimer, and the other was Kellen Moore, who had just been in the building, and then Robert Saleh, who you have to interview someone for the Rooney Rule.
He also called Dion.
Oh, right.
Kind of.
Remember that?
I don't think they made him an offer, though.
No.
Called them and said they called them.
But that's all part of the theater. Again, I think they got caught a little bit with Brian Schottenheimer. Like, it didn't even seem like they were maybe thinking McCarthy was not going to leave. I don't know what, but that was also very haphazard.
But totally the way he operates. Like, Jerry Jones, except for one blip historically where he hired Bill Parcells because he needed to win some games to get the new stadium and the big TV built. Otherwise, he will never, never take a high wattage coach because he's Jerry Jones and he wants to be the man. So this was, in many ways, the most predictable hire he's ever had. There were years, Dave Campo, Chan Gailey, like Jason Garrett for about a decade. He wants a no-name coach. And He got one in Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, famous last name, but, you know, because of his father.
Right, but as low wattage a hire as you could possibly make. This is very typical for Jerry Jones. He's doing it his way, and his way is, you're 100% right, it's not working. You know why I think you think it's the most embarrassing world? I think it's a Netflix documentary, because he is just talking up the gambler thing and the oil magnet and all that. He's talking up like he's never talked it up this before. So it's the parallel or the non-parallel of what he says and what he does. They're so different. They've never been wider. I'll give you that.
Listen, I get a guy who's in his 80s, right, and wanting to... Yeah, listen, you're nobody now unless you have a documentary. Let's put it that way, right? If you don't have a documentary, it's like you didn't even exist on this planet.
When's our doc?
Story still to be written, EJ.
True.
Not time to look back, time to look forward. But for Jerry, it's like, he's got an interesting story.
It's a word cap.
I guess. No, he does. Jerry does have an interesting story. I'm not trying to be a hater like that. It just felt like you want the timing of it to me made it seem like you are someone just caught in the past. And meanwhile, your fan base, who's actually paying for the tickets and buying the merch and doing all the things and supporting you, they don't have to be stuck back there with you. They're not their memories. They're your memories, Jerry. And, you know, the lack of like an evolution here and how this season has just, that was embarrassing last night. I think I'm feeling this way because the Arizona Cardinals are like a good team, maybe not a great team. I don't know. But they were in control of that game for 90% of it.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we've seen the Cardinals do that to a lot of good teams. They've controlled. Yep. If the game ended in 46 minutes, the Cardinals would be, I think, maybe undefeated. They're close. They're a really good team. So that, I don't think that was the most embarrassing loss.
Backup quarterback going into Dallas.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah, I know. If it was Kyler Murray, then we're not having any of this conversation. They're 4-4. The Cowboys are 4-4-1, and they're making a big swing today. So they ran into bad luck. The Cardinals with Jacoby Brissett are a good team.
Okay,
there's no way around it.
Well, Dallas has also lost three of their last four. They lost at Carolina. They lost. They beat the Commanders when Jaden Daniels got knocked out of the game. They go to Denver and lose badly. I mean,
yeah, their defense is awful.
And then they lose last night.
Yeah, their defense stinks.
But their offense hasn't been scoring the way that you would expect. So they need to score more than 30 points a game if they want to win. And
that's,
they only did it
formula
against the Commanders, 44-22, 27 points against Carolina, 24 points against Denver, and 17 last night.
We had a caller earlier in the show who said something interesting. When they traded Micah Parsons, the win total dipped, the Super Bowl odds disappeared, nobody's picking the Cowboys. Now Jerry's talking a big game to keep people engaged. But is this actually a perfect rebuilding year where they're like, well, we got a bunch of draft picks coming in next year, so we can rebuild this defense. We're just going to keep people interested this year. Because even if all the things had gone right, this team was not going to contend with that defense. So Super Bowl is off the books. They should really be sellers today when you think about it. I don't know who they have that they can sell. I don't think they would sell George Pickens. And even if George, a third-round pick, then you lose the opportunity to get a compensatory pick anyway. So there's no gain in doing that. I just think that this team is trying to create a little buzz knowing they weren't going anywhere this year, because they weren't going anywhere this year.
Right. But then I ask you, okay, so say you just want to get as many draft picks as humanly possible,
yeah,
which is That's totally fine. And you go into next year with that. Are you also then paying George Pickens, who looks like he's a 1A receiver? So now you're paid CeeDee Lamb, you've paid Dak Prescott, and now you may have to pay Pickens. You're the Bengals. Congrats. Like, now you're doing the formula that the Bengals did.
Well, yeah, but you've also paid some defensive guys too.
It's just, but like, clearly the defense needs a lot of help, and then now you'd be relying on a lot of rookies to come in and try to make this work when Dak Prescott's on a $60 million deal. None of it adds up to me.
Eagles made the Super Bowl because they drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean to help the backfield. Obviously, the defensive backfield was supposed to be a strength, but they just can't stay healthy. We'll see. I think that if I was them, I would not trade away anything today. I would just wait till next year's draft. Try and get, like, can you imagine Caleb Downs out of the Ohio State safety in a Cowboys uniform and be like Deion 2.0? He's such an incredible game changer. I would almost be excited for the future. Yeah, I think that part of the problem is Jerry's pretty old. Like, he doesn't have time to do a rebuild. They should do a rebuild. You actually had an interesting point. What if they can draft a quarterback? Would they have a responsibility to do that? I totally disagree with that. I think Dak's got five really good years left. But I think, let's be realistic. They have to rebuild, Meg. You saw the defense last night. This is not going to work.
Well, the only reason I brought up the quarterback thing, we're talking about Dallas. They lost last night 27-17, and they never really had control of the game. Three turnovers. Jacoby Brissett kind of sliced and diced them. Kind of unnamed running backs able to run through them. All of the bad stuff. But a caller came up and said, actually, he called it a smoke show. I think he meant to say smoke and mirrors, but we kind of like this. It was the Sydney Sweeney of theories.
She was just on GMA.
Smoke show. The idea that they might be in play for the number one overall pick. And I said, if the Cowboys somehow, if this goes so far off the rails, that they do get the number one pick, don't you have an obligation to take a quarterback at that point? Like, you will tell yourself, we're never going to be picking this high again if we do this right. And then you also get the heir apparent to Dak Prescott. And
which maybe, quarterback? Name a quarterback that doesn't sound absolutely silly coming in for Dak Prescott.
No, well, not maybe he sits there for a year.
I mean,
maybe he sits there for two. Hell, I mean, it works for the Packers.
Unless it's Arch. I mean, there's no. I mean, Ty Simpson is ready product. Like, there's no way he's going to beat out Dak Prescott. Fernando Mendoza. There's no way he's going to beat out Dak Prescott. Like, there's just not a draft with a generational guy. That's why I'm saying.
No one thought Patrick Mahomes was there to beat out Alex Smith. You're there to sit there in a team that's not a complete and utter.
Oh, like that formula.
Like that formula is what I'm talking about.
Like, say, Lenore Sellers at 15. That might be.
Or
that's
one.
An option.
I don't know.
I mean, but that's happened, like, what, four times in NFL history?
And it feels like every time it happens, it kind of works out.
Really?
Yeah, it happened for Brett with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
It happened with Jordan Love. I mean, yeah. It's happening. It happened with Patrick Mahomes. There's guys who sit and it helps them.
I mean, this team, if they don't draft defense, that'd be bananas. That would literally be one of the wildest things I've ever seen. I mean, if you have a chance to get a Pro Bowl, they need a pass rusher so bad, and they need, actually, they need a lot of, they need everything. All three levels, they absolutely need something. If they went quarterback, I think there'd be a fan revolt.
Yeah, I'm just saying if it was the number one overall pick, which I had not thought of until I forgot his name, called in.
I like your Mahomes formula better. But yeah, I mean, this year's draft is going, somebody who's going to pull out their back stretching to convince themselves this guy's a number one overall quarterback. There just isn't that guy.
On X, you can go to at Maggie and Pearl and you can vote. Is this Jerry Jones' most embarrassing year? 72% of you are saying yes. I'm with the public on this one. And then as far as the number one pick is concerned, if the Cowboys did land the number one pick, should they take a quarterback or trade out and pick a defender? Pearl, your idea of trading out and picking a defender is 75%. I just see this happen so many times with franchises where you wonder, like, how do these quarterbacks get picked so high, right?
Right.
And it's because teams tell themselves the lie that they will always tell themselves, which is, we're not going to be back picking here again. We got to get a quarterback because we're never going to be in the top five, you know, in the next 10 years. So we got to do it now. And that's how not ready quarterbacks get taken.
Well, or the flip is, say you take Jamal, if you're the Jets and you take Jamal Adams when Patrick Mahomes goes four picks behind him, there's just, for every quarterback that was taken too high, there's another one that was missed. Like, there are a lot of teams like, oh my God, I should have taken this guy.
So much there for you on the table at 888-710-4ISN. Is this Jerry's most embarrassing year? We've got that. We also have a headline that I have to get to. I've been fooled a little bit recently by the internet. I'm not proud of that. I've been scammed by credit card scams twice in the last calendar year. I'll raise my hand. I did not think I was that person who could get scammed, Pearl.
Just make sure you hit .gov, guys.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That wasn't a credit card. That was something a little bit actually more serious.
That's very reassuring.
Government documents.
Again, .gov.
Yeah, I know. .com, not going to cut it. These are sophisticated scams, guys. They got your girl. Yesterday, I got fooled. Nigerian Prince Manny, that's not sophisticated. He only asked for half of my bank account.
Nowadays, it's the Ethiopians.
Every single person in the world's calling my phone asking for money. And they're almost getting it.
I'm about to call you.
The other thing, I got fooled yesterday by a story about Adrian Wojnarowski, right?
Yeah.
And there was a story that was circulating online that Woj, who left being an NBA newsbreaker, very lucrative job, went to go be the general manager of the St. Bonaventure Bonnies.
Go Bonnies.
The Atlantic 10.
Mm.
And there was a story yesterday that he got thrown out of a game for arguing with referees, and I really wanted it to be true, but it wasn't. Now I've got a story that is 100% true. I've double sourced it.
Is anyone checking this?
Double sourced it. Triple sourced it.
EJ. Show your work, Maggie.
I got it. I have a whole syllabus. Not syllabus. I have a index. What's the thing? EJ, you're a professor.
Works cited page.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, no,
bibliography.
Science. Yeah, bibliography. Yeah, works cited.
I haven't been in college in a long time.
Syllabus is what I make.
Yeah,
for my
I'm sorry. Bibliography. Perloff's about to get up and leave. this one is a real story. It just feels like it's not.
This is the longest tease. This better be good. I'll tell you right now.
888-710-4ISN. Maggie Perloff Show.
All right, Maggie. Baseball is done, but we have football, we have college basketball, we have NBA, and the best place to enjoy that is Prize Picks. There's so many choices. We come in every morning and say, which direction are you going today? I actually won last night. Thanks. I think I got George Pickens and some another one in the Cowboys game, even though they didn't get the W. I got the W on Prize Picks because it's so easy to play. All you do is pick more or less on stat projections, and if you're right, you could win big. And right now, you can get a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. What do you think of tonight, Maggie?
All right, how about this? Let's go a little college, shall we? Ever heard of Carlos Boozer? He's got a son. He actually has two sons. One of them's named Cameron Boozer, and Duke plays Texas tonight, and Cam Boozer's supposed to be the truth. So 33.5 points, rebounds, assists. Cam Boozer, I'm going to go more than. And Pearl, can I interest you in some action? I know I can. It's a rhetorical question. How about Ohio quarterback Parker Navarro when the Ohio Bobcats face off against the Miami of Ohio Redhawks? More than 207.5 passing yards. When I tell you guys we are obsessed with Prize Picks, it's because of nights like tonight. And if you're wondering if Prize Picks is available in your state, well, probably is, because it's available in 40 or more states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Come on and play with us on Prize Picks. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app today, use the code MNP, get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Defensive Player of the Week is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. All right, EJ picks the Defensive Player of the Week.
I got a thought.
You got one? Because I have a couple thoughts. Go ahead.
So EJ on Friday was Halloween.
Yeah.
And we were all dressed as NFL coaches until Perloff went rogue and decided to also be Boo Nix.
Yeah, mixed reaction to that, but we'll go ahead. A lot of people are like, that is the daddiest dad joke of all time, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, that, you know, both things can be true. It can be a good costume and also a super dad joke. You were wearing Denver Broncos themed bed sheets, cut out eye holes, made Boo Nix.
Cost me $14 on eBay. Hope you enjoyed.
EJ was dressed as Mike Tomlin as NFL coach. And I know that pains you because you famously lost a big AFC championship game to Mike Tomlin as the Jets, whatever.
Yeah, but, I love the Steelers.
Yeah, you loathe the Steelers. But the Steelers made Daniel Jones look a bit mortal and the Colts, their high-flying offense. Three interceptions, Pearl, two fumbles lost by Daniel Jones. It was kind of a full effort, though, from the defense. I'm not sure who you would give the award to. Maybe Peyton Wilson led them with 14 tackles, 10 solo tackles. Maybe it's, you know, T.J. Watt always had a big game with a big sack. Alex Highsmith had two sacks. Someone on the Steelers defense.
I got one. If you watch Texas Vanderbilt, the big difference is not Arch Manning playing better. Colin Simmons has woken up out of a early season coma. He dominated Vanderbilt. I think he won SEC Defensive Player of the Week. You haven't gone college in a while, so I'm thinking you go Texas's defense, which crumbled at the end, but Colin Simmons is all of a sudden back in the mix.
Guys, I'm very disappointed in you. We've talked about this game now for 2 days. How can we not go to the World Series?
Fly ball to left field. Hernandez on the run with Páez over his head. Páez runs him over, makes the catch, sends game seven to the 10th. Incredible. Andy Páez, fresh into the ball game, steamrolls his left fielder, who is trying to play Willie Mays. Páez says, "I'm the captain now."
I mean, he saved the World Series for the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's right. Andy Páez is the Defensive Player of the Week. That play with two outs in the ninth inning that would have potentially cleared the bases and won the game for the Blue Jays was made by Páez crashing into Kike Hernandez. He just came into the game one or two outs earlier as a defensive substitution, an incredible play, and a play we'll remember forever.
Bad job out of us, Pearl. Although, to be fair, we could have like three other defensive plays in that game or game six.
Feels like a long time ago. Wait, why? What's the I'm the captain now reference? I know it's Captain Phillips. What's the connection?
I don't know. He did like a Willie Mays thing and then did the captain thing.
Thriller was playing. There's a lot
Thriller
going on.
Thriller was playing.
Total buzzkill fact. In the studio next to us, Gio, our buddy Greg Giannotti, did an event. He's a WFAN host. Interviewed Captain Phillips last week and said the I'm a Captain Now story never happened.
Okay, I don't know if you're supposed to say that.
Yeah, I'm like, that is like, that's one of those lines. Like, Houston, we have a problem. I'm the captain now. That was just a funny call.
Both Tom Hanks lines?
Yeah, you're right.
Does Tom Hanks say that or does Ed Harris say it? No, Tom Hanks says it.
Kevin Bacon? Yeah, it's got to be Hanks.
Who says it?
Punchy! You clapper!
I'm curious, did Woody really tell Buzz, you are just a toy?
Are all of Tom Hanks' lines just a lie?
Tom Hanks has some lines, doesn't he?
Get Pablo Torre on it. Okay.
Big fan of Tom Hanks.
I mentioned before about the story that I read the headline of, Pearl, that I was just like, I've been fooled a lot lately by a lot of things, mostly the internet, and I had to read this a million times. Now, put yourself in this woman's shoes.
Mm.
She has medication that gets shipped to her that's very time sensitive. So I don't know what this is. It's a woman in Kentucky.
Okay.
And her medication has to come at a certain time, and it's very sensitive, and I think it might be on ice or something like that. It's like one of those, like, it's a real medical situation. So she gets a shipment to her door. She lives in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, which is apparently outside of Nashville. She opens up the box.
What's in the box?
Two arms and four fingers.
Two arms and four fingers.
Is that part of her medication?
It would not be, Manny. It was someone else's human remains that were supposed to get sent to like for doctor or something.
Like a cadaver?
Something like that. And instead, this woman had severed limbs and digits that were sent to her house, it was time-sensitive medication.
So who was this? USPS? UPS?
They don't
her,
say.
DHL? Yeah. Who was it?
Was it on ice, I hope?
It was on ice.
That is like a jump scare
of your life. Like, you can't... That is a turning point in your life.
If that happened to me, I wouldn't be here today because I would have died of a heart attack.
I would have died of a heart attack. I was with you on that. Like, I think I would have just had a stroke. Like, I don't know... I could ever recover from something like that.
All right. So after you recover, though, what's the course of action? Like, who do you call?
She called the coroner. Heads up play. No, she called 911. She didn't know what to do. She called 911. I think this is actually how it got out, because I think there was an NBC affiliate who actually was either on the scanner or something, or got the 911 call. Opened one box. It turned out to be human body parts. So then the Christian County coroner, Scott Daniel, was summoned to the woman's home to retrieve the parts.
Where was this again?
This is a great Kentucky. Opportunity. Just knock your neighbor's door. Hey, can I give you a hand?
Oh, no.
Oh, Pearl.
Oh, that was good.
Put a finger in your husband's, like, chili. I know.
Oh, what's wrong with you guys?
I don't know, Manny. We're weird.
It was just Halloween, Manny. Come on.
And it's Halloween.
I didn't say put a finger in the chili.
Yeah, that's That's
something she's thought about.
She certainly has.
All right, I'm the bad person. Like, you guys didn't.
Did you do that in your catering business over in Binghamton, New York?
Yeah, we thought it was a former catering business.
Yeah, we thought it was a real gag to put an eyeball in somebody's soup.
You're like, didn't everybody think about taking that arm and fingers and putting it in chili?
No, that's like the scene from, what was it, Fight Club, where the guy's just like taking a pee in the chili. Anyway, 2 days before Halloween, she said we thought it was some kind of prank.
Sadly, I don't. Well, let's not even talk about that scene.
Yeah, actually. Anyway, this is it was supposed to be going to some place that for like medical they use for students that they can like study medical.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, so
did she ever get her life saving medication?
Did she get the medication?
Is she dead?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have an update on the medication. She must have gotten the medication.
Or else how would the story get out?
How did the mix up happen? That's a question to me too.
They didn't say who shipped it. As
it was
Manny
shipped
said,
from a Wuhan lab. They're never on a tight ship over there. I don't even know what that means.
God knows what's getting out of there. Anyway, woman thinks it's medication, time sensitive, gets 2 limbs and 4 fingers.
Delicious.
Yikes. I just don't think you come back from that. Yeah, I think you're forever changed.
Yeah, someone else is going to open my packages for the rest of my life. Yeah. I'm not opening packages
anymore. I have a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old. We get so many packages every day. I wouldn't even blink to see that. They order, because of these websites out there like Shein, I don't know if you guys know this, where basically you get like 7 skirts for like $14.
Yeah, Pearl, that's clothing.
That's also called slave labor.
Yeah, well, I know.
But Lucy didn't get a kidney delivered to her. I mean, it's a little different.
That he knows of.
I mean, they order everything. It's crazy. Around Halloween season. But the other thing, too, and Bogues, you're a parent. Like, now kids have to have 17 different costumes. So there was costume parts coming in. There might have been an arm. There really might have been.
Like, was it Adam's Family, just a hand?
Yeah, it, cousin it. No, is that someone else? Yeah, anyway. Anyway.
And by the way, sorry about you. She and slave labor, absolutely, but they ain't alone.
But of course not. No, I'm just saying, but they're well known for the... You could get, again, like you said, 7 skirts for, you know, a penny.
And it's Chinese, so they were going to ban it. So everybody, they actually said Shein's going away. So my daughters went crazy and made one pass order. But it didn't go away.
Interesting. So there's a lot going on at your house because you always know something's going on at the Perloff abode when you're in the break calling your wife.
Oh, yeah. We have an exterminator. We have grain beetles.
You thought they were termites.
Not really. I didn't really know what a termite was. They thought they could be, because they only appear in the wood. It's just like a little bug that gets into flower.
So how many were in there?
Like you'd only see like 5 or 6 at a time, but they just had kept appearing like 5 or 6 at a time.
You said into a flower or into your flower?
Into flower. Like we had a old bag of flour. So it's like a flower bug.
Well, I never heard of bugs that like go by flour. Yeah,
so no baking at your place for right now.
You've never had like an old bag of flour that had bugs in it?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's very, very common. It's usually.
I believe you.
Yeah.
So now they exterminate your whole house or just the kitchen?
No, it's just like these 3 cabinets, actually. But that's where all our stuff is. So it was really annoying. So we had to take all our glasses and our plates out. And they're all on the kitchen table right now.
That's fun.
Ugh. Anyway.
But hopefully they won't come back. The exterminator said they might be known as pantry pests. That's
and they're
one of the most common things that they do. You guys never had bugs in the kitchen? Nothing?
Not like that.
Oh, no,
ants.
He's like, this is not ants, but it's close to ants.
EJ had to move out.
Yeah, I had to move my whole apartment.
Bed bugs. That's EJ's story freaked me out. And I said, why would there be bed bugs in a kitchen cabinet? But you said you got them in your kitchen, too.
Yeah, because it was the people that were above us.
Yep.
Their infestation got so bad and they did not address it that those bed bugs that were all over that apartment found a way to go down not just my apartment, but every apartment along the line of our building. And the way to get through is the kitchen.
It's like an elevator shaft.
Pretty much.
And for bed bugs.
So bed bugs just infested
Super
our kitchen.
Highway.
It was terrible. And we had to throw out most of our like kitchenware and stuff.
The Autobahn for
not the air fryer.
We weren't making meals. We weren't cooking meals for like 2 months. It was the worst experience of my life.
Good thing you're getting married. You'll get all that stuff back.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate to say it. Your story made me feel so much better when they said it's a sawtooth grain beetle. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like,
flesh-eating.
It's a flesh-eating. As long as it's not bed bugs.
Well, it's like, phew.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not tarantulas? Awesome.
I mean, listen, if I lost an arm to a flesh-eating bacteria, just
mail
get
to
one
Kentucky.
In the mail.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Bogus. Bogus
looks missed about it.
We had this crazy thing that I thought was going to be catastrophic, but ended up being just nature. It was, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, we were in our backyard, and all of a sudden, my wife's like, "Why? What are all those bugs?" And I looked like on the edge of the grass where like my patio was, and there were winged ants coming up out of the ground. Mm-hmm. And then I looked, and they were everywhere in like a 10 by 10 portion of my grass.
10 feet by 10 feet?
They were everywhere.
Yeah.
In the dirt, on like the blades of grass. And what is this? Thankful we like remembered you can Google reverse image search. And apparently they're called like nuptial ants or marriage ants. And It's part of like their reproduction. They come out, but it happens like 3 times a year. And it only lasts for like 30 minutes. They come up out of the ground.
Oh, no way.
And they fly away. And if so, you can miss it. And this is the first time we happen to be there.
Did you take a photo?
I mean, I have it because to search it and make sure it wasn't
you
like.
You mean to tell me that these ants were just having an orgy in your backyard?
I mean, not that. They come out to go to the orgy, I think, to go find one.
So they're party prepping.
So, but it was on the amount of them was unbelievable. So, and like, we're in pure panic. Like, what's happening in my house?
They're
what's eating our.
On.
And then they were gone.
No, I just think of like,
they were gone.
One of those winged ants out there, like, doing push ups, like, before guys go out to a
party pump.
Speaking
of the two pumps from yesterday.
Axe? Yeah, right.
But you got to show me the picture while you're doing the update.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then I came here and talked to like lifelong Long Islanders, and they were like, yeah, happens like once in the spring, once in the summer, and once at the beginning of the fall. And I guess people who have pools end up getting the dead ones in their pool after the fact, and they know that it's.
Are you sure they're dead, or they just smoking a cigarette?
Party ever
just postcoital.
You guys, I don't know if you grew up in the suburbs. You guys ever had the cicada thing going?
Yeah. Oh, I love cicadas.
It's so amazing! You used to walk on them and they'd crunch the dead bodies.
So loud though.
Oh, I know. I think it's kind of cool.
The cicadas freak me out. Also, what's your issue? Why are you so loud?
I love how they
bugs. They're so loud. All right, let's get to some headlines while we talk more about our ant infestation.
Wait on the NBA to decide if the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard did anything wrong with his possible no-show marketing deal worth tens of millions of dollars, we now have an actual lawsuit about all of this. Uh-oh. 11 aspiration investors are suing Steve Ballmer, accusing him of funneling all that cash through the company to Kawhi. All of these allegations in the suit are what Pablo Torre has been reporting in his podcast about the arrangement.
Oh, no, this is
there
great.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, third richest guy in the world getting sued. Sounds about right. I mean, is Pablo going to end up like in court, like as a defendant?
Probably.
Or a witness for the for the prosecutors?
Tell us your sources.
It's Ballmer and Jordan Hudson, right? Those are. Does he have any other things going on? He keeps coming back to this one.
And then, like, every Wednesday, like, whatever it is, but, like, once a week, there's a completely ridiculous, nonsensical, unimportant story that they, like, just what he was normally doing.
Which are fun, too. He's got a big NFL one, too. Sorry. What's the NFL one? Something about.
Well, Michael Lombardi, Belichick and Lombardi.
Yeah. There's another one about, like, big picture about. Anyway, but he's taking down Ballmer. You're right.
He's got
the face of this story.
It's like there's just no way.
But that being said, like, I don't think anyone really cares.
They should, though.
Well, in what sense? Like, you think they should strip the team or something?
No, I'm just saying, no, not about that. It's just like if you are in a salary cap sport because you want to do this to keep parity in your league, then you got to come down hard on guys who try to circumvent the salary cap, even if it's for as stupid as it sounds to do this for an aging, injured Kawhi Leonard. You got to take the person away from it. And
the problem is they didn't win. So that's why it feels like watered down.
They were trying to.
Yeah, but if they had won a title, then it'd be the biggest story
in
sport.
But manslaughter, isn't that when you attempted murder? Like, you still have to get punished even if you don't carry out the act because you were trying.
Yeah, I'm not arguing about what the penalty should be, but I just feel like Pablo's kind of been like wondering why more people don't care about this. It's because the Clippers didn't win at the highest level. I thought the tampering thing in the Dolphins was ridiculous. Like, they took a first round pick because Tom Brady was on a yacht. Like, come on.
That's a different story, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, right.
This was salary cap circumvention.
Salary cap circumvention, tampering. Yeah. Like, come on. We all know this stuff happens.
Woodward and other bro walk so that Torrey could.
Woodward and other bro. Amazing.
I'm glad he got one right.
By the way, the other big.
Somewhere Carl Bernstein is like, I'm other bro?
Oh, yeah.
I took down Nixon.
on to normal.
By the way, real quickly, the other Pablo Story is the new thing is the NBA gambling scandal.
That's what I meant. Sorry, I said NFL.
He had Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
He got that. Antonio Gates was involved.
Yeah. That's even next level. I mean, the bomber thing is important for sure, but that is like the fabric of the sports world as we know it.
Regular NBA drama, maybe. Ja Morant back yesterday from his one-game suspension for questioning his playing time back on Friday. He posted 18 points and 10 assists in a 114-106 loss to the Pistons.
You feel like you get the same joy right now that we used to see from you?
No.
Why not?
What can be done to get it back?
We'll see.
Do you think you have a good relationship with the franchise?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah. They told y'all that, right?
I didn't say anything about that.
If I had a good relationship, I wouldn't talk to him at all.
The first question, by the way, was, do you have the normal joy that you play with? That's when he said no.
And he said
no. Yeah, I know, because a lot of NBA players seem joyless.
But he's a different case
definitely.
Right now.
Yeah.
I never thought that. Do NBA players seem joyless?
Adam Silver got asked about this a couple years ago, and he said, that the guys are, like, not happy.
Yeah, the amount of mental health issues that players are complaining about to the NBA and to the NFL, NBA PA has been apparently, like, record highs.
I feel like there's, like, Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton. Those guys seem like they're walking on sunshine. But the biggest stars.
Walking on sunshine.
Yeah. I'd always feel like Ja Morant seems... like he can't get it right, right? I mean, there's just such a history here that I think people are going to be skeptical.
I mean,
I think that people are going to side with like the team in this case because of Ja Morant's history, his personal history.
I don't think there's a player who probably qualifies for need a change of scenery in sports better than Ja Morant.
And I think he needs to go somewhere where maybe he's not the first banana. Like, he might be the best player. That could end up being true. But he's got to go someplace where they have, like, really good veterans.
I mean, only because I saw the photoshops online as soon as all this happened. I mean, is Minnesota a fit? Like, you play next to Anthony Edwards, who's already a big star.
They need
a point guard.
But he's such a high usage player.
There's a number one banana for sure in Anthony Edwards.
He's such a high usage guy. Like, that's the thing. Like, can you make him the number two because he needs the ball in his hand? He's like, that's how I picture him.
It's
like,
a good question. I mean, they don't have a point guard, though. Right now, they're starting Dante DiVincenzo because they've decided Conley's too old to start, and DiVincenzo's not a point guard.
That would be some crazy dunks every night over Minnesota. Holy moly.
That would be something.
I know they don't need him, by the way, but Dylan Harper just went down, right?
Yeah,
Spurs. How about the Spurs?
I've also seen Zach Lowe and some other guys, like, half kidding, but also half serious, including the Pelicans, because they're so crazy, they can do anything, and they have the assets to make a trade. Because they have some veterans with big contracts to make the money match. And the assumption being that Joe Dumars and the other dude that was in Detroit with him would fall in love with the idea of combining Ja and Zion creating like double trouble.
And they made
the top two picks in the same draft.
Yes.
And they made that ridiculous trade where they don't have this year's first round pick.
Right.
And they look like one of the worst teams. So
oh, my goodness.
I know Joe Dumars said that winning is not the biggest deal to him, even though they could lose the number one pick in theory. This would help that, where you don't. In theory, if Ja goes there and they play well, they can get out of maybe ending up in the lottery.
Good luck with all that.
Yeah. Speaking of trades real quick, the Cowboys have made at least one after Jerry said whatever he said yesterday. They're reportedly sending a 7th round pick to the Bengals for linebacker Logan Wilson, who has been playing less lately for a bad defense. This happened the morning after a 27-17 home loss to Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals, dropping the Cowboys to 3-5-1.
Folks, can I offer a little criticism?
Please.
I'm a little disappointed with the ant photo because you're too close. You got to pull back and show us a full 10 by 10.
No, I was trying to ID what these things infesting my house were. These are not glamour shots. No,
they were sex crazed ants.
No, I needed like the big. I needed the.
Did you scroll
full...
left or right?
Pearl, what are you trying to get your rocks off?
I can't see
the whole thing.
I thought it was like the movie Ant-Man where there was like an army of ants that were about to attack.
So just,
I mean, EJ, you were thinking Ant-Man too.
Take
right?
this True. Video and multiply it by like 80. They were everywhere.
All right, you
got to
put that on your social now so people know what we were talking about. We've not done the M&P 500 yet. Whose stock is up? Whose stock is down after a big weekend? That happens next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
So busy, and today also, that we have not had time for the M&P 500. Whose stock is up, whose stock is down after a gigantic weekend and a huge Monday night? Cowboys go down 27-17 to the Arizona Cardinals. Pearl, you want to get us started?
Yeah, actually, let's go monetary with this one. Stock up is anybody who can coach a lick of college football. Because Matt Rhule got a huge extension at Nebraska, then Rhett Lashley, I think before the game, got a huge extension at SMU that they say he's one of the top 10 coaches. They're getting paid so much. Anyone who complains about college players getting paid, look at these coaches. It's crazy. Rhett Lashley is a good coach, by the way. But we are setting up, and I just want to say, it's a placeholder for the wildest coaching carousel in college football history. Because all those openings are there, a guy like Rhett Lashley can go to the school and say, you better pay me now or I'm gone.
You know what's crazy? And Matt Rhule, who I think you mentioned, also got a contract extension. So that's stock up. But then stock down, Dylan Raiola breaks his leg or ankle in that game against
USC.
I don't know why I blanked on that. And now he's got no quarterback for the rest of the year.
But yeah, this year is done now. They might have won that game if Raiola had stayed in. Yeah, I mean, this year's on hold. He's going to do it next year. A lot of people are wondering, how did Matt Rhule earn the extension? I'm not quite sure. I mean, they did get killed by Minnesota, but...
Well, how did he earn it? Penn State became open.
No, I know, but Nebraska hasn't reached a level where I think Matt Rhule wants it. But it does seem like he... I don't know how he's turned that program in the right direction. They probably won't win as much because they don't have a great backup, you said. But I think the future looks okay in Nebraska. I'm kind of into Matt Rhule. He showed up with his sons in the pregame interview, Maggie. I know you don't like that.
No, not a fan.
It was cute. It was really cute.
That's all right. Keep the kids can be there. It just don't have to be up on the dais in the press conference.
It was a pregame interview. It was kind of awesome. They were funny, too.
Stock up. I didn't think this would happen. Pearl said it, so I got to give you some credit. Joe Flacco. How is he doing this? Now, it's in a loss. We're going back to that Bengals-Bears game. But Flacco for the Cincinnati Bengals has just been unbelievable. And I know he's got two really great receivers, and I understand that. But what's the category? Like, how are we doing this for Joe Flacco? Because he's not a Hall of Famer, but he is a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP. He's had this long career. Now he's played for half the teams in the NFL. He just got traded for. He's 41, and he put up 470 yards last week. I just don't even know what to call this.
But you said, how do you do it? All you have to do is chuck it up there for T. Higgins and Jamar Chase.
That's all well and good, but he gets, like, sacked. He took some punishment also a little bit in this game, and he keeps getting up. Stock up, Joe Flacco. I got to get on board now. Who do you got? Stock down.
All right, stock down. I know we've talked about it all show, but the Cowboys defense, it was a couple particular plays where they focused on Deron Bland trying to cover Marvin Harrison Jr., and then there was the first, I said it earlier in the show, first play of the second half, Michael Wilson, the Cardinals receiver, catches the ball, and the entire secondary is just running after him for what seemed about 75 yards.
Yeah, I know.
This is so bad. I'm looking, it's trade deadline today. I don't think they can do anything. I don't think there's one, two, or three players away from helping them.
They already made one trade, right? Logan Wilson, the linebacker from those Bengals, for a seventh-round pick.
Yep.
Okay, my stock down. I feel bad saying this. I don't even know how to characterize it, but I got to go Blue Jays. And it crushes me. It's not the fans. It's not the city of
you're
Toronto.
Adding insult
it's not
to injury.
Canada. I'm just saying, this is so painful. I'm with you on the pain. Believe me, I know this pain, okay? I root for a team that's lost in the most crushing ways. In the Buffalo Bills, and you can add the Mets.
Got any examples?
Yeah, I got 14 examples. Pearl, I don't know what you even do with this. I don't know how you pick yourself back up. And, you know, good thing there's a long off season. but there's not even one person you can point to who messed up, and then you can maybe get that person out and maybe get the vibes back up. Like, everyone kind of has to wear this loss, and they should have never lost this World Series.
Yeah, well, we had MLB Network's Brian Kenny on yesterday. He said they opened the door, the championship door, when they signed Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's what you have to focus on. And honestly, they had kind of an injury-riddled season.
Yep.
So there's great reason to be optimistic. I mean, this offseason can't go fast enough for those players. Yeah, it's tough because in baseball, it does feel like there's so much parity that you come and go, unless you're the Dodgers with its massive payroll. I mean, listen, if Vlad plays like that, he'll be right back there. He was MVP level.
All right, stock back up. Who's got it?
This is mainly, I'm not trolling you per se, but I want you to maybe admit something that you're not wrong about.
Okay.
I don't think you gave the Bears enough credit for landing Ben Johnson because they are winning games that they never would have won. And maybe
The Jets beat the Bengals the week before.
They kind of have a hard schedule coming up, but I don't know. I'm just sort of feeling it with that guy. And I feel like Caleb Williams does not look great. He's okay. But Ben Johnson seems like he's the hidden gem of this. I don't even care if Caleb Williams is with him moving forward. He's such a—he's a madman in the locker room. He's like a skinny Dan Campbell. you saw what was happening on the field. All these trick plays, the running game all of a sudden, even with backups, is really good. I do think that Ben Johnson has found a little bit of a groove here. They have a tough schedule, might lose some games. I feel like the Bears have to be very optimistic today.
Skinny Dan Campbell eats knees instead of kneecaps, or elbows instead of kneecaps.
I was going to say, he's got something a little less caloric. Stock down for me. EJ, I hate to do it. Your Miami Hurricanes, my Carson Beck Heisman vote. I mean, I'm just burning money on my DraftKings account. What is going on?
Yeah, that's a sunk cost.
Oh,
felt good at a certain point of the season.
Yeah,
5 weeks in, you were okay.
My Carson Beck and my John Mateer Heisman votes seem like that's going to be a donation to DraftKings. Yeah, coming clean on that one. Miami. Just as bad as it could be. And it's not that SMU is a bad team, Pearl, and you're going to lose games, but just the way they did it in the fourth quarter when SMU opens up the door for them. And it was how many penalties? Four different penalties on a final drive and overtime, a terrible pick by Carson Beck. So awful.
I was just still kind of laughing that you also have a Mateer future.
I do.
I love it.
Shockingly, they will not let me cash that one out. But Oklahoma just beat Tennessee, so maybe there's still hope. Okay, EJ Stewart, thank you. Manny Rodriguez, thank you. Andrew Bogish, Jake Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedos, coffee drinkers, you know who you are. Tomorrow's Wednesday, which means the great debate. See you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.